Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sandspants Radio, Australia's most procedurally generated podcast network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode.
Shut up a second. Nicely done.
I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass.
I'm Hayden.
Today's topic is SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes!
Yes!
Can you do SpongeBob impressions? Let's hear them. Let's hear them. That's no, good. Who are you being?
I was being spongy.
I'm SpongeBob.
No, that's how... Is it Tom Kenny?
Yeah.
The way he does it, he grabs his Adam's apple and literally goes, oh, and like moves it up and down.
That's me, SpongeBob. And goes,
that's what he does. I've seen him do it.
Not like that.
Yeah, no, he goes, I'm doing it.
It's so horrible. Squidward!
Also really hurts.
Because you're pinching your neck.
Why are you pinching it?
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I don't have...
Oh, wait, I got it. Hang on.
Yeah, that's it.
It's SpongeBob!
This is good to listen to.
This is really good.
This is good listening. I hope this was someone's first episode of Shut Up a Second. And like, this sucks.
Like, wow, they just make noises. That's not good.
I call it Shut Up a Second. God. Yeah.
Okay, that's one SpongeBob impression.
Okay. And you all know who it was.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you nailed it. Cass, can I get... Oh, wait, hang on. Your mic isn't on. I was struggling. Yeah, you're good now.
Okay, cool. Good.
Oh, no, we missed out on your SpongeBob impression. You've got to do one now.
Okay, do it again.
Actually, that wasn't it. No.
Yeah, you're right.
There we go.
Squidward.
I'm late for my job.
Patrick.
I'm late for my job at the Krusty Krab.
Oh, SpongeBob.
Money.
We're nailing
it. Hi, Mrs. Puff.
What?
Why does Mrs. Puff sound like Hank Hill?
Hi, Mrs. Puff.
SpongeBob.
Hello.
Oh, you nailed it.
I think I nailed it.
Do you have a favorite SpongeBob character? SpongeBob has not ever been a big part of my life at all.
I like Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick.
No.
Yeah. That's true. We missed him doing impression.
No. I really like SpongeBob as a character.
Me too. I got a lot of time for him. He's happy.
I got a lot of time for all of... I don't know if SpongeBob got bad. Because you hear about all those old cartoons. Because it's been running for like 20 years, right?
I think
it's still
going.
Yeah. Maybe it's just finished. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I never hear about it getting bad.
Yeah, you never hear anybody talk shit about SpongeBob.
Yeah.
No, I think the creator died, didn't they?
I think
maybe they'd already left SpongeBob before they died.
Yeah, possible. I know it's still going. And I know I saw somewhere that a prequel series.
I think that was
camp or something.
But I think that was explicitly against the creator's wishes.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it absolutely was.
Well,
which is awful.
I won't be accepting it as canon.
Yeah, no, neither. Yeah, me neither. Yeah. But I do love when, and this is not quite this situation, but I have a lot of time for when a creator gets hold of a franchise and ruins it seemingly intentionally. I think that's awesome. Like,
what's your favorite example?
My favorite example absolutely would be Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, yeah.
The Avatar The Last Airbender movie is a hate letter. And there's not enough hate letters in cinema.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of like, oh, it's a love letter to the franchise.
Same. Say, how do you know it's a hate letter?
Well,
this is the live action one.
This is the live action one. I don't know for sure, right?
This is the one where they're all blue and they have to go and get unobtainium.
I don't know which one was the airbender.
Didn't really follow for me. Didn't track.
But like, so like in Avatar The Last Airbender, right, they're like, okay, so stone bending or rock bending or whatever it is.
I think
they
call it earth bending. Stone bending.
You know, it's cool. It's a martial art.
Yeah.
But in this one, they need like 10 guys to move one rock.
Yeah.
And that's like a big scene in the movie where they're like, we need to move this. And it's not a big rock. It's like the size of this laptop. And 10 guys use their power to shift that one rock. And I think that you would have to hate the franchise quite a bit to make a movie that bad.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Really running it into the dirt?
Yeah.
Well, is that the one where the original creators were on board and they got kicked off or they left or something? And that just happened again for a second time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the same people.
They had to start their own studio to...
Yeah, it's part of Nickelodeon.
Yeah, to make something good because everybody kept fucking up their franchise.
Yeah. Oh,
what franchise would you ruin? That's a fun question.
What franchise would
somebody
I? Harry
gives
Potter.
You the reins to it? Oh, yes.
I mean, it's already
happened. Already pretty bad, but...
But imagine writing a hate letter as Jack.
How good would it be to write a Harry Potter and it's set... So, you know, at the very last movie where it's like the last year and then it's like 30 years in the future.
Yeah.
To set it the year after before 30 years in the future where they're just out of high school for the first year.
Oh, yes.
And then in like one of them, they all just burn out and they're all on gap years and nothing really happens. That would be sick.
Yeah.
Voldemort's not there. Everything's okay.
Harry Potter does, not really much conflict in his life.
They're all a bit lost.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd actually be good. Like Harry Potter just like dealing with, I'm not the special child anymore. I'm just a guy now.
Just a fella.
Because I'm out of high school and I definitely peaked.
Oh, yeah. Like him going into, because he does training to get an aura.
Yeah. He becomes a magic detective.
He becomes a magic detective. Going to magic detective school and having like an international intake at like whatever the university level equivalent is. And everyone else would have had to study to get there.
That's true.
And he didn't.
Harry Potter is dumb as shit.
He just struggles.
Yeah. That makes sense if he's a cop though, right?
No training.
Whatever,
you got a fancy dad. Come on in. Fancy dad. But I also think that's not quite a hate letter. I reckon to make it a hate letter, you have to remake the first movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And you need to do stuff.
But Voldemort wins.
You make Harry and Hermione fall in love.
And roll Ron and Hermione into the same character.
Ronnie.
Ronnie. You set it in America. Because why not?
Yeah.
This is how you ruin a franchise. Mm.
Okay, what about...
It's also a sports movie. Quidditch gets way too much screen time.
It's mostly a Quidditch movie.
And it
turns into like a teen drama.
Yeah, and then Harony has a big fight with his dad. Yeah. Obviously, Harony's a guy.
For sure.
And Harony's wants to play Quidditch, doesn't want to play Quidditch and wants to do drama. And then Harony's dad goes, "You're giving up on your dream." And Harony goes, "No, I'm giving up on your dream." Which is just from another movie.
But that's good.
That's from so many.
Put it in.
Mm.
Exactly. Maybe Snape and Voldemort are the same guy.
Yeah.
Why not? Who cares?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, if you want to wreck a franchise, you got to put in the effort to wreck a franchise.
Harry's parents are still alive, but it's Sirius Black.
Mm. Yeah.
And also, you know how there's that big thing, like maybe a year or two ago where... What's that fucking weirdly canon website?
Oh, yeah, Pottermore?
Yeah, and they were like, wizards used to shit themselves.
Yeah.
But they never got modern plumbing, so in this movie they're shitting themselves constantly.
I'm giving up on your dream.
I'm giving up, one sec. Your dream, Dad.
But he's shitting too, so it's like not even weird.
I don't know if you've ever been around a toddler, but you can just, when they're still in that, they're in the middle of something that is like standing there, like, oh, they are shitting. It's just a lot of that. But in the background.
Yeah, you just see people stop walking and then start walking again.
No, I'm going to posit something. So
please.
If, like, as a kid, shitting is the biggest physical activity you've done.
Yeah.
And that is going to require your full attention. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But if you grow up and you shit whenever and wherever you feel, I don't think you would end up needing to pause unless you were sick.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I think you would.
I don't.
Interesting.
Because we are like, okay, if you need to shit, you need to know how to hold it and then make
it happen
at the correct time.
Yeah.
And
do you think it's just a constant stream of little shits?
No, it's not.
But a baby.
No, that could work.
Yeah.
But like if a baby's walking along, they're like, wait, something's happening.
Yeah. So you think that's all the only reason the baby's stopping because they're like, whoa.
Well, we've seen it happen with the kittens as well, the studio kittens.
Mm.
sometimes they will go to shit and then make eye contact with Zammit while it's happening. And it's like, well, that's because they're babies and maybe this one feels different and they don't know what's going on. And they need to really...
Well, I think they
pretty much everything happen with shits for us at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
Hopefully. I would not like any more surprises. but I think the whole thing with cats and dogs looking at their owner is that they're, because they're in a vulnerable position that they're looking at you to like you keep them watch, right?
Protect me
get attacked by a fucking wolf right now.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, it's a bit scary. And I think as, you know, cats and dogs age, they learn that they probably don't need all that extra help. And
yeah, that's fair.
That's fine. But I reckon if we got to the stage where as soon as we needed to shit, we could, and the shit was just got rid of immediately because it's magicked away.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
We never have to deal with any of the fallout.
Mm. Well, I think you would. If you shit your pants, like, it might smell before you finish shitting.
It would depend. Well, that's
and you wouldn't magic it away before you finish
shitting.
But you would
just have in like farting. In your underwear, you'd line it with, like, a wand or whatever so that the moment you shat, it disappears.
There's a portal straight away.
You've got a panty liner, but it's wand.
Yeah, it's wand. It's made of, like, angel hair or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a phoenix's feather woven into the, the seam.
So you just shit and it goes, who knows where? It's not your problem. You know what I mean? Right.
What happens if you scratch your butt? Does your hand just go to the shit realm?
Oh, that sucks. You scratch your butt, you just put it into the... Because then you'd be like, where are we sending it? Somewhere.
It's warm in there.
No, I was going to say, imagine like scratching your bum by accident, poking your fingers into the shit realm and it's a different temperature.
Oh, that
imagine
would
if
suck.
It's cold and you're
and
like...
then you do the thing where you sniff your hand. You just...
Oh my God. It smells like every wizard's shit. Where would you send it if you were in charge?
I mean, can you make a realm?
So you're putting it... Because I'm like the sun or whatever, but you're like, we'll put it in a place.
No, I reckon,
what if we need...
I reckon if it's pure shit...
Yeah.
Just the ocean, right?
And
probably
you
the ocean.
No, I would...
That's a
I
lot
would,
of shit.
I would,
so it's, where it goes there anyway?
I would create underground tunnels in the parklands.
What are you doing? Send it to the sun!
fertilizer!
Okay, I don't think wizards can deal with space stuff, can they? Otherwise, they'd be interplanetary already.
Yeah, maybe they are. How many
times? Maybe they're sucked.
Maybe, but if you were a wizard and you had full magic, why wouldn't you just fucking magic yourself to the moon and start a moon base?
You can't breathe on the moon.
But you can magic yourself to breathe on the moon. You can use that, the spell that they have
make
underwater.
Your head a shark's head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but a moon shark head.
Yeah. So there's 1 million wizards in the world, right? Okay, let's do the math here.
Nice round number, good.
Yeah, I've looked it up. Apparently there's just always
1 million.
A million.
Yeah, as soon as one dies, another one is born.
Is a million a thousand thousand?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So if every, how many times a day you shit? Say two.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Say one.
No, well,
say three.
I know a lot about this. So if you shit once every 3 days, it's fine.
Yeah.
If you shit three times a day, it's also fine.
Okay.
It's got a really big range.
Yeah.
It's got a huge
range. Let's take in the middle, say twice a day.
That's not in the middle.
Let's say two and a half times a day.
I think once a day is.
Okay, let's say once a day. That's fine.
Sure.
Because you can do more, you can do fewer.
So that means there's a million shits a day.
Okay. Yep,
okay.
Yep.
A million wizard shits every day.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the average volume of a human shit?
I think that's a variable as well. Okay. Let's say
one cup.
Okay. How much is a cup though?
250
I was gonna say one small corn cob.
How many days are there in a year?
365. Except on leap days. I mean leap years, so there's 366.
So we're talking 365
million cups of shit a year.
Yes. Into a place.
And a cup is 250 mil?
Yep.
Yeah.
So four cups is a litre.
Uh-huh.
So what was the number? 365 million.
Divided by four. Okay. So 9125 and then four zeros.
So that's 9,125,000. Oh, nope. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's 91 million.
Let me look at the number.
How did what you do that?
I made a new one, a new kind of math.
It's 91 million.
Okay.
So 91 million liters of shit.
Yeah. Every year.
Every single
year.
Well,
91 and a quarter.
Yeah. 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 And that's assuming every wizard does one shit a day, which is probably not true.
I'm sure it's pretty average.
Yeah.
Because if it's three times a day to three times once every 3 days, that's the average.
That's fair. And you're saying to put this just underground? And you want to chuck it in the ocean.
Well, I mean, all this shit goes to the ocean anyway. Yeah, that's where the shit goes.
Yeah, but if you put it underground, you can like help with fertilization and stuff. You can also maybe
fertilize the ocean.
Maybe
algae?
I would make some sort of magical bucket that helps compost. and we could turn it into compost.
So it goes so into the bucket?
9 million liters of shit goes into one bucket.
But there's,
it's a big bucket.
But I've got magic, so maybe I can speed up the composting process. And so all of the new shits come on top, and out the bottom comes compost.
Yeah.
And then the compost gets magicked to a garden. Because I assume the piss goes there too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not even thinking about the amount
of piss.
We've
used composting toilets Jesus Christ. Before, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it is an option, and we got to find something. Look, I want to throw it into the sun, but that's maybe we could see this as a positive, not a negative. The vast volumes of wizard shit disappearing every day.
I think make it into bricks.
Oh!
Condense it. Take it, put it into a condensing realm.
Yeah.
And every, like, I don't know. Every time there's a brick. Every time there is a brick's worth of shit, it pops out into some construction yard somewhere.
And then they build, maybe Hogwarts is built from these furnace
or new Hogwarts.
Wizards. Yeah.
What's the Australian Hogwarts? Isn't there like a canon Australian Hogwarts?
No, we got to go to Japan if we want to learn. I don't speak Japanese, but I guess I'll have to deal.
A lot of people in Japan speak English.
That's fine. Yeah, you would hope that, I think it translates as magic school, which is very funny. So you would hope that magic school.
Magic school. I mean, that's a better name than Hogwarts.
Yeah, Hogwarts doesn't mean anything.
That means what's
on
a hog?
An ugly
Yuck.
Pig.
Yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't really have an aptitude for magic. I feel like I got big squib energy, you know?
What's squib? What's a squib? Isn't that a thing like that explodes with blood?
What?
A squib is where, like, in movies, if someone gets shot, a squib will explode and it'll look like you've been shot. Like a bit of blood, a blood pack will explode on your chest.
According to J.K. Rowling, when both your parents are magic and you.
Oh, you aren't. Yeah. I just feel like I got that energy.
There are the cap of 1 million wizards that day.
Yeah. Too bad. Not going to be born a wizard.
Wasn't
Eat
a
shit.
Space for you.
Yeah.
Only you're born day early or day late.
Which SpongeBob character do you think you're most similar to in your core, in your heart of hearts?
See, I think the genius about it is that everyone's a little bit of everyone.
Yeah. That's...
Everyone's got Squidward elements. Yeah. Everyone's got spongy elements. Everyone's got Patrick elements.
Mr. Krabs.
Everyone's got... Crab elements, yeah.
we're all a little bit Pearl.
Yeah.
Like when she is like, I am a teenager and I am crying over Band and Boy, you're like, okay.
I've been there, Pearl.
We've all been there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I understand.
I think caring too much, putting your whole heart into an activity, trying to be cool.
All the characters are very one-dimensional. Like every character is just one emotion.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, how if it's like, oh, what friend are you? Or what character? Because they actually have multiple things going on.
Yeah, I guess.
SpongeBob is just a happy guy.
It's like, are you happy and dumb or just dumb?
Yeah.
Or karate?
Yeah.
Or do you love money? Are you a teenager?
Yeah.
Or...
Are you cynical?
I forgot about Squidward. Oh, my gosh.
I think Sandy's just smart. She's the smart
one. Yeah, she is clever. That's
smart
right.
Smart karate.
Yeah. She does like dress like an astronaut. Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, she is an astronaut. She's a...
Yeah, but she's underwater.
What do you call that? That's a thing.
Substronaut?
Substronaut. Yep, that's it.
Diver?
No.
No, I know what you mean. It's like when you go down in a bathysphere. You know?
Is that the big diving bell?
Yeah, when it goes...
So diving.
No.
I don't think you call them a diver.
You call them a something
naught. I feel like that would insult them if you did. I don't know what the word is for it.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Because naught means like explorer, right? Like, so astro means space, astro, or you're a space explorer.
Aquanaut?
Maybe. I think it is aquanaut.
Aquanaut. Yeah. I guess that's what Sandy Cheeks is. The bathysphere, the guy who invented the bathysphere, because it's like pressurizes, it goes down.
Sorry, I looked at Aquanaut, it's a type of watch. So maybe... all I'm getting was watches. So.
The guy who invented it, because he had to test all the different pressures with his bathysphere, but he didn't do it. He just made his son go in there and then just turned up the pressure to see what would happen to his son.
Oh, my God.
A lot of blood vessels, a lot of popping eyes. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man, it was bad to be a scientist's son back in the day.
Did he pop his eyes back in? Yeah. Or was he like those people from the Guinness World Records books that can just go and pop their eyes out like 25 mil?
That's so scary. What if you did it and they did the whole dangling down thing like a cartoon?
I think they could just go and suck it back in.
Surely there aren't...
Like, there's not that much space.
Mm. Yeah, there's not that much rope for the eyes.
Yeah, there's not much. I think that's as far as they go.
It is one of the great tragedies, and I remember reading a book a long time ago.
You can't poke out your eyes like a lady.
Well, you can't pull out your eye and then look at yourself. It doesn't work, apparently.
Because there's not enough.
Well, apparently the eye goes through too much trauma when you pull it out of its socket that it goes blind, so you can't turn it around and look back at your own face. But wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, never got to see your own eye.
You can
your own face without a mirror.
You can never see your other eye with your eye. You know. Oh, yeah, unless you look at a mirror, I guess.
But that's not really in 3D.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it sort of is. Yeah. Is it in 3D? It's just one dimension of reflection, but it looks exactly
what
like...
What is a mirror?
I think it's a shiny bit of something that makes you see yourself.
How do you make a mirror?
A mirror, I think. I'm pretty sure I looked it up. It's like they get a bit of glass and then they put like a clear liquid on top of the glass. And then as it dries and is like level, it turns shiny.
Whoa. And somehow that just like...
And just becomes maximum shiny, yeah.
Well, because it used to be made of literal silver.
Yeah, because that's why a vampire can't see itself. Because
really?
Silver, apparently.
So they used to have glass and then pour silver over
it. Yeah. Like apparently it's like, yeah, I'm not sure the science behind it.
I do know how come Draculas can't see themselves. That I get, you know.
But
yeah,
it's like when you look at a mirror,
yeah,
you're like, a mirror is silver,
mm-hmm.
but... How,
oh, I see what you mean.
How
yeah.
How can it look silver? Because
when it reflects
looks
everything,
exactly the same as everything.
Yeah, but you know somehow. You know in it's your silver. Parts,
I wonder if it's a like it's a cultural thing.
Yeah,
like how in cartoons it's a bit silvery or something.
Oh,
or,
yeah,
or like,
that's true.
If you, I don't know,
if you're
maybe just
shopping it on like online. If yeah. you look at a mirror. Yeah. Obviously they're not. Very funny to go onto Facebook Marketplace and for people yeah.
just people's feet and people like trying desperately to be not in the mirror.
That's good.
Just, like lonely arm yeah. and oh my god, beautiful. Someone, I feel like I could take a picture. Full foot on theirs. I was like, that's
yeah.
porn.
Yeah, you that's just pornos. That. You can't do that.
But people don't know better.
People don't know that it's pornos to show your full foot. That's true.
I feel like I could take a picture of a mirror. Pretty good without showing. I feel like just change
how
the angle of
it?
The. I don't know. Just be on the side of the mirror. Have it reflect outside.
But I want to
know.
Yeah.
Lay it on grass outside and then take a photo so what's in the mirror is the sky.
Oh, very
that's
good.
That's got
choice.
A nice grass border. That's yeah. genius. Yeah.
I was going to, for some reason, you were like, you know, just take it from the side and I was going to be like, but I want to know it reflects. I want to know the mirror works.
But actually, if you see a mirror from the side,
yeah,
does it have a silver sheen or am I implanting that in my memories?
I've never wished there was a mirror in this studio more
yeah.
than right now so that I could look.
There's a TV there. That's kind of I got a black sheen. That's yeah. just a black screen. It's just black color.
That's yeah. black mirror.
That's Whoa. Black mirror. God damn.
But then, yeah, maybe silver, maybe mirrors do have a little bit of silver.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then if you hold a mirror like side by side with yourself and push yourself against a mirror, it doesn't look any different.
No,
yeah,
no.
That's
it looks
true.
Exactly the same as the whole world.
I don't know what's happening.
Maybe
there.
Good mirrors don't have any silver, but shit mirrors have a bit of silver. And so as mirror technology improves over the years, it gets less and less silver, but culturally they're still silver.
We're still
well,
knowing
if they
our
used
heads,
literal
yeah.
silver.
Mm, yeah.
Let me look at pictures of mirrors not reflecting anything.
Yeah, that's a
Let
good idea.
Let me see if that exists.
What?
It can't exist. Yeah. That can't
it
exist,
can't
right?
It can't exist, but if you look at, like, I've been looking at sourcing my own mirrors, and Kmart and IKEA do use a silver sheen
yeah.
in advertising their mirrors.
Okay. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Also, Shut Up a Second is smooth as a summer breeze, but did you know we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you wish Adam could take his sweet, sweet revenge on Jackson and Cass for constantly bullying him, possibly in the form of a tabletop role-playing, possibly Gary Gygax's Dungeons & Dragons. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for D&D's for Nerds, our real play podcast that's far better than it has any right to be. I keep trying to search Mirror on this laptop and it keeps taking me to mirror.co.uk, which is a magazine, which is not what I want, or a newspaper. Yeah, I mean, they got a silver sheen.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at a picture of mirrors reflecting stuff.
Yeah.
And they look silver, but I can't tell you why they look silver.
Yeah. It must be cultural. I think you're right.
Like, but does it look silver to you? I'm just showing you a picture of a mirror that's reflecting stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, it absolutely looks silver.
It does.
It does, but the colors in it aren't silver. Maybe the edges are silver? The edges are silver.
Maybe that's what's tricking us. Maybe our humble brains just can't handle seeing silver on the outside.
Yeah. Well, it is absolutely silver, but it's not at the same time.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't like thinking about mirrors now. This has become stressful.
Mm.
What if you were a Dracula, obviously? Yep. Okay, so you can... Yep.
I'm there.
You're not...
Can I?
Yeah.
While we're talking about Please. Dracula, up in Queensland, when I did a radio show up there. Mm. We did a segment about bad names.
Oh, yeah.
And the lady up there had called her son Alucard because it was Dracula backwards.
Oh, my God.
I think about that all the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Was she a big Dracula fan?
No, well, the person that called, sorry, wasn't the person that named it. It was like their friend. And they were like, why did they call it Dracula backwards? And like, I got no clue. I'm like, is it because it's like the opposite of Dracula? They're like an angel.
Give lots of blood.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a good blood donor, so he's Alucard. Because when they first said it, I'm like, Alucard? Like a menu? But no, Alucard, like That's Dracula amazing. Backwards.
It's good to take all of those old... What's Frankenstein backwards?
No, I don't know if that one will work.
Frankenstein's monster backwards. That's what you name your son.
Would you... Okay, so you... So step one, you've named your baby Alucard. You've looked at the baby that you have grown inside you for 9 months, and you're like, Alucard.
Yeah.
Eventually... That baby is old enough to understand what you say what you mean when you say things.
Yep. Yes.
But until that time, years it has been, you haven't been able to tell your baby that its name is Dracula backwards.
Yeah.
There's too much for it conceptually to grasp. It's not going to grasp it.
Mm.
When it eventually becomes old enough, it's so many years do you tell your baby? Like, has the joke worn off by then? Do you forget?
The moment
is it a joke? I think they would just love vampires and stuff, right?
I reckon the moment my kid was like, am I named after Dracula? I would be like, oh my God, what a coincidence. Not at all. Does it really spell Dracula backwards? Yeah. Whoa.
Because it's not a bad name if Dracula didn't exist.
Yeah, Alucard,
like, it's kind of like got cool. Alistair vibes.
Yeah.
Alexander.
It's a cool name.
Alucard.
But
because it's Dracula backwards, it becomes dumb.
Frankenstein's monster backwards is Retsnom Sneetsnan Knarf, which is a great name. Retsnom Sneetsnan Knarf. Maybe I will name my kid that. I gotta give him two names, neither of which are real names. But
Retsnom.
Retsnom's good.
Retsnom works because nom means name in some languages, and Ret can be a name.
Yeah, so it's Ret's name is what that means. And then Sneetsnan Knarf.
Sneetsnan Knarf. That's Frankenstein?
Snare Knarf.
No, I think, okay, if we're doing it...
Knarf. That's hard to say.
No, hang on.
Yeah, please, please, take the laptop.
It's hard to,
if So there's a fun trick to sounding out words in different languages where you start at the end and you go back until the consonants don't make sense in your language anymore.
So we'll go, you start at the back.
So you start at the end of the word. So
that's just going to say Frankenstein's monster.
This would be...
Yeah.
Sneet Sneck Knarf.
Sneet Sneck Narf.
Sneak Sneck Narf.
Sneak Sneck Narf. Let's try and introduce ourselves as
Hello, I'm Alucard Sneet Sneck Snuff Narf.
Hi, I'm Retsnob Sneet Sneck Snarf.
Hi, I'm Retnom Sneak Sneck Snarf.
Hi, I'm Retnom Sneak Sneck Snarf.
Hi, I'm Retnom Sneak Sneck Snarf. Also, I'm at a disadvantage because I have not read the word. I'm trying to guess what you guys are saying.
Please, there it is.
I'm Retnom Sneak Sneck Snarf.
I'm Retsnob Sneak Sneck Snarf. Sneet
Sneak Sneak Snarf.
Sneak Sneck Snarf. I'm Retsnog Sneak Snack Snuff.
But you can call me Alucard. Retsnom Sneak Snack Snuff. Sneak Snack Snuff.
Sneak Snack Snuff. It's the
Sneak Snack Snuff.
It throws you. It throws you. Maybe if we separate. It's Sneak Snack Snuff. You're right. Sneak Snack
Snuff.
Yeah.
What's Bigfoot backwards? Tuff Gib.
Hey, I'm Tuff Gib.
I'm Tuff Gib. I'm Retsnob Sneak Snack Snarf, and
this is my friend Alucard.
I want to look at Werewolf backwards as well.
Or in The Invisible Man. Or the with the creature in the Black
Lagoon.
Let's get
the creature from the Black Lagoon. Oh, God. Okay. Noogal?
Hi, I'm Noogal.
Clab. Noogal Kalb. Noogal Kalb.
Noogal, yeah, Clab.
No, it's Kalb, isn't it?
Oh, it is Kalb. You're right. You're right. Kalb form. No, morph. Sorry.
Kalb morph.
Is it morph? Morph. No, it is morph. It is morph.
I think Tufgib might be the best one.
Tufgib.
Oh, my God. Creature backwards is Ryuk et.
Do it all at once.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Tufgib. Who are you?
Oh, it's so hard to write backwards. E-R-U-T-E-A-R-C-H-T-E. Sorry, E-H-T. So it's Noogal Kalb Morph Urtrik Eth. It's not quite as good as,
yeah,
as
big Sneak Snack Snuff.
Yeah, it's totally. Sneak Snack Snuff, tragically. Yeah, please, Kaz, pronounce Creature from the Black Lagoon backwards.
Okay, so we got Noogle.
Yeah. Noogle's good.
Noogle's good.
Noogle's a good beginning.
Noogs.
Kalb.
Yeah, Noogie. Kalb. Noogle Kalb.
Noogle Kalb. Kalb Morph.
Noogle Kalb Morph.
Hi, I'm Noogle Kalb Morph. You can call me Noogle.
And then we've got multiple options for the, you know, English gives us.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
So it could be Erutic.
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 Erutic's all right.
Erutic.
Erutic. Erutic, that's it.
I like Erutic.
Erutic.
So what is it again?
Noogle Morph.
Noogle Kalb Morph Erutic Ek.
Noogle Kalb Morph Erutic Ek.
Why do you keep putting an accent? You gotta enjoy your language.
It feels like it needs an accent.
Noogle Kalb Morph.
Noogle Kalb Morph Erutic Ek.
Hi, I'm Noogle Kalb Morph Erutic Ek.
Oh, yeah, my cousin was called that.
Good to meet you.
You can just call me Noogle.
Tufgib.
Tufgib. Tufgib.
That's good. Are there any other monsters? Maybe shorter ones, not the creature.
Boogeyman.
Boogeyman.
And then maybe go werewolf.
Hang okay. On, yeah. So let's go. Werewolf, I think, is going to be, it's just flow, eero.
Flow eero.
Yeah. It's basically somebody's misspelt flower.
Flower eel.
Yeah, flower eel.
A flower eel, you're right.
Hi, I'm flower eel. Flower eel. And then what was the other one we were doing?
Boogeyman.
Boogeyman, okay. Now, how do you spell boogeyman? You do an IE or a Y?
I would do probably a Y because it seems more like a child's written it.
Yeah, that's fair.
And a child would name the book.
Nammy Goob.
Hey, is werewolf you flower? Like you is in like a female sheep, E-W-E. Is that a palindrome? Werewolf you flower.
No.
I don't think
so. No, it isn't. Because if you put E-W-E between werewolf and
flower. It doesn't.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't work at all.
Yeah, tragically.
I feel like I'm close, though.
Yeah. But if you go Nammy Goo Boogeyman, that's a palindrome, dude. If you go Tufgib Bigfoot,
yeah,
that's another palindrome. Yeah. What? What are you
struggling? No, he's right. Flower ill werewolf. Is a palindrome.
Is it?
You've nailed it.
I put the words in the wrong order. Yeah. I'm like, but it doesn't end in a W.
It does. Flower. No, it doesn't. Wait. No, it doesn't work.
No, because I did werewolf, eel, flower.
What did I say?
You said flower, eel, werewolf.
Oh, yeah. Flower, eel, werewolf. Yeah, that's right.
Flower, eel, werewolf.
There we go.
That's
just going to make that into a sentence somehow.
Now we got to monetize the palindrome.
Sell that one to Weird Al for his next palindrome song. Make the big bucks.
I feel like really brushed over Boogeyman, which is Nammy Goob.
Oh, Nammy Goob's good.
Nammy Goob!
Nammy Goob feels like the kind of, like, you know when a kid gives like a rando nickname to their grandma? You could have a Nammy Goob.
Nammy Goob.
Yeah, aww, this Nammy is my Nammy Goob, you
and
know?
This is my Tufgib.
That works.
That's
my Tufgib and Nanny Goob.
Hang on, can we have a crack at Sasquatch?
Oh, yeah, good.
Sasquatch.
Okay.
That's going to be hard.
Yeah.
What's
Quatch,
UQS?
Sass. Hitaxas? Hictaxas?
Hictaxas.
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 Hictaxas, over here! it's Google's have a name that sounds like taxi. Yeah.
Sorry, I think Google is trying to correct you. When you first searched Frankenstein, you didn't search Frankenstein's monster.
Oh, yeah, it's like, do you mean...
That isn't the correct palette.
Yeah, no. Hey, what do you imagine a boogeyman looking like?
I imagine it's similar to one of those men that are out front of like car yards that are the big floppy really? Men with a fan at the bottom.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they go, whoop.
That's whoop. Scary.
I also imagine.
But that
really
with a hat on.
I imagine the length, I think, is yeah. correct. I imagine
really?
Pretty much a really tall semicircle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that's the hunch, that's the cape. Really long fingers.
Oh.
So I imagine, I think in my head, he might be made from boogers.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because he's long and he's maybe liquidy, maybe he's mucousy.
Ew.
And he wears a hat. He definitely wears like a trilby or something in my head.
A trilby?
I don't know why.
That's so funny and weird.
That's always been my.
You've always feared the trilby.
I never feared the boogeyman. I laughed at him.
I had a book as a kid that I'm just trying to find now. And it was about a kid who's like, he's scared of the boogeyman. But then he figures out a way to freeze the boogeyman in place, and then he dresses him up and takes him in for show and tell.
That's cool.
Which, what? And in that...
Do you also imagine him going, boogie, woogie, woogie, to not, scare people? That's what I imagine.
I imagine him going, but yeah, not boogie, necessarily woogie, a boogie, woogie, woogie,
woogie. Woogie, woogie, woogie. Woogie, woogie.
I don't imagine full words.
Do you think...
Yeah, full words like boogie, woogie, woogie.
Do you think there is a situation in which someone or a monster could be so terrifying that if they said boogie to you... it would be scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
I think
if a black bear said, yeah. boogie, oh, what the fuck?
I've always thought a monster that opened its mouth and AM radio came out would be really scary.
Like Bumblebee?
Yeah.
Are you afraid of Bumblebee?
But the scariest Transformer.
I was thinking, because you know, have you guys seen, what's that movie with... that actor and okay. they go into the place and it's scary.
Oh my god. You can't...
Wait, do you mean the one where they go in the dome?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You mean fuck. What's it called?
It's a Netflix one.
It's a Netflix movie, they go in a dome.
Yeah, it's a scary freaky yeah. nature dome.
Dome Netflix.
Fifth
movie.
Five dimension dome or whatever the fuck
Annihilation?
It is.
Yeah, Annihilation.
Yeah, Annihilation. So we got it. First yeah. movie we guessed. So don't be like you can't do this because you got it.
Yeah, no, I've
But there's a scene in that where the bear like parrots a girl screaming because it's a freaky mutant bear, and that's like the super. Like,
that's scary.
That's
imagine,
like that's like a primal fear. Like,
yeah,
new animal I'm scared of. Ugh.
But imagine like that. Like I always picture it's like an 8 foot tall, big black cloak, big like deer skull head.
Yeah,
and you see it in the darkness, and then it opened its mouth, and it's just like that kind of like. That's scary.
See, I like that. I like that.
You're like, yes. You don't want to make friends with
it. I like that sound. It's a good sound.
For me, I think it's scary because like if it opens its mouth and it's a horrible screech. I'm like, monster.
Boring. Yawn.
Cool. Great.
Well, I know what I'm dealing with here. Where's the pizzazz?
Yeah. What if AM radio, I'm like, I don't know what this means.
What if it just went, hi, and a normal human man
scary,
voice.
Scary, terrifying.
Hi, Jackson.
What if, okay,
I'm boogie, woogie, woogie.
What if it opened its mouth and in a Microsoft Sam voice started reading out like,
that is scary.
Remember Ask Bongo?
Or
Ask Bongo?
No.
I'm only 19. I don't know what that is.
Okay,
19 sorry. Today, actually.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Happy
congrats.
Birthday.
Thank you very much.
Ask Bongo was a service where you would send a text message with someone's name and then the text message service would text you back and tell you information about that person.
Oh. I do remember Ask Bongo.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Well, even for 19.
And you'd be like, tell me about my friend Sam.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, Sam's crazy. You're like, Sam is crazy. That's a no. That's that
always,
one, right?
Yeah, I was always too scared to do it.
Yeah, fair.
Because I thought that was a scary thing. So maybe I'm a bit biased. But what if it opened its mouth and in a Microsoft Sam voice started reading out your Bongo text? Like what Bongo would have said about you. Can we still do Ask Bongo?
Let's have a look.
Surely not.
Is Ask Bongo still around? Yeah, Ask Bongo. It's an app now.
Oh, it's
now.
An app now.
But we might be able to use it still on the computer.
Is there a text, though?
Ask Bongo seems to have brand new weird mascots that are like garden gnome hipsters.
Why are they hipsters? Oh, why do their cool. faces look like a bum?
Yeah, they do. Wait, there's still askbongo.com.
I want the number. I want to okay. spend $5 on a text.
It is going to be age verification.
You have to be 16 or older.
April
7th,
1948, baby. Okay.
Text your full name and town.
Okay, 668.
668.
Okay. No, sorry. No. 4-6 is 8. But also what? It's in pounds, so I don't know. I don't know what.
It's fine. I get unlimited text.
You are going to get marketing messages letting you know.
It's worth it.
It's
yeah.
all right. They have a phone number to text to stop.
Yeah. So
66668.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
Text your full name
that's
and
it?
Town.
Yeah, 66668.
That's a good get.
Yeah, that is a good ad. Bongo knows who you've been dreaming of your Who's been dreaming of your lips and hoping for a kiss?
Jackson B. Bailey, Melbourne.
Oh my God, I'm excited. He knows what the future has in store, and he knows who hates you and even more. Are either of these hipster gnomes Bongo that we're asking? What? Well, I can click. There's a lot.
Wasn't there another one like Ask Jeff or something?
Maybe.
Jerry.
Who is Bongo? Bongo is a cheeky.
Yeah, I was like, who is Jerry?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they've given Bongo like a whole backstory. Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's a monkey.
Yeah.
Bongo was yet to text me back. I remember being faster than this.
Yeah, this is rude. I assume they're like, is anybody using the website anymore? Just use the app. But
is there a man on the other end of this replying to Bongo text, or is it just, I thought it'd be automated.
I don't know.
Okay, I've just tried to find who is Jerry, and it's just given me the mail. friend of Tom.
Enemy of Tom.
What if when the creature opened its mouth, it made the SpongeBob noise from earlier?
Very scary.
Yeah, that would be scary. Yeah, that would be scary.
Yeah, that would be good. Can we do one final SpongeBob noise to round out the episode?
In chorus?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
I've been Hayden.
We unfortunately have not had any response from Ask Bongo. But sorry. If it comes back, if it happens at any point today,
we'll
edit it in.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Oh, wait. Where can we find you?
Oh.
Shit.
Twitch.tv/HaydenHaydenHaydenHaydenH or The Weekly Munez on wherever you get your podcasts.
Sick. Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.